The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Baba Yakubu
and Jonathan Thompson.
In the headlines, PURC to implement automatic adjustment formula from 1st January next year. Coalition to Right Information advocates establishment of independent body to handle issues relating to the bill when passed into law. AMA partners NADMO and police service to ensure free flow of traffic during Yuletide. Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection says structures are in place to address gender-based violence. And Chile elects new president. But first, Jonathan presents the summary.
The Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, PURC, has indicated that it will from 1st January next year start the implementation of the automatic adjustment formula, a pricing mechanism based on factors that reflect the actual cost of electricity and water supply. The Public and External Affairs Director of the PURC, Nanaya Jantua, who made this known to newsmen and women in Accra, did not, however, disclose the percentage increase in the water and electricity tariffs. The Coalition of the Right to Information has called for the setting up of an independent body with technical competence to handle issues concerning the bill when passed into law. This, the coalition said, will help speed up individual complaints lodged before the body. The chairman of the coalition, Professor Kwame Kakari, who stated this in an interview with Radio Ghana, said the coalition will present their concerns to Parliament today for consideration. The usual drudgery in the last-minute shopping for Christmas festivities in terms of traffic will be slowed down in the Accra metropolis. The move follows the initiative of the Accra Metropolitan Assembly, the La Dadekotopong Municipality, NADMO, and the Ghana Police Service to decongest the city. The chief executive of the Accra Metropolitan Assembly, Alfred Vanderpoy, stated that from today onwards, policemen and NADMO officials will be stationed at vantage points to direct traffic. He warned that drivers who flout the law will be punished. Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nana Yelitha, says there are structures available to address gender-based violence. She noted that despite one's gender, all forms of gender-based violence, including marital rape, which is on the increase, must be reported for redress. The minister said this on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Point. And Chile has elected Ms. Michelle Bachelet as its new president for a second term. She clinched 62% of the votes to beat main rival Evelyn Matthei, who had 38%. Ms. Bachelet is the first Chilean leader to serve two terms since the military rule of General Augusto Pinochet in 1973 to 1990.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information. The automatic adjustment formula, a pricing mechanism based on factors that reflect the actual cost of electricity and water supply, will be implemented by the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, PURC, from the 1st of January with an upward adjustment in tariffs. The Public and External Affairs Director of the PURC, Nanaya Jantua, who made this known to a cross-section of journalists in Accra, did not, however, disclose the percentage increase in the water and electricity tariffs. We bring you the details by Teresa Atogiri.
The automatic adjustment formula incorporates movements in key determinants which are uncontrollable. For electricity, factors like the consumer price index, the CD dollar exchange rate, the price of light crude oil, hydrothermal generation mix, and power purchase costs are considered. Factors used in determining the tariffs for water are electricity production cost, chemical cost, and operation and maintenance cost. The automatic adjustment formula allows for quarterly review of electricity and water tariffs to reflect the changes in factors that have effect on operations beyond the control of the DRA, ECG, GRIDCO and NETCO. The Public and External Affairs Director of the PURC, Nanaya Jantua, explained that the Commission is revisiting the automatic adjustment formula because after the announcement of the major tariffs in October, concerns raised by stakeholders were that the formula should be revisited.
January is one quarter after we did the tariff review, and the PURC is ready to implement the first automatic adjustment formula after the major tariff review. There's certainly going to be an increase in tariffs, If you look at the load growth at this time, even though the price of crude oil remains around the same, there is a load growth at this time because of the weather conditions. So certainly there's going to be more generation, and certainly there's going to be more dependence on crude oil. As of now, we don't know how much it's going to be. But come January, we are going to pay some form of increase in tariffs.
Can the agent explain how effective the automatic adjustment formula will be?
Government has no influence over the tariffs that we are doing. If the variables remain the same, they don't go up. For instance, even if two of the variables go up, the net effect of it might be high. If two of the variables go down, the net effect might be low. So we don't look at the variables as in one, but we look at the net effect of the factors. If these variables go down, God willing they go down, certainly the tariff will go down. If we get more gas and there is less dependence on crude oil, certainly we are going to see some form of decrease in there. So it depends on how the factors that underpin the automatic adjustment formula, it depends on how they move. If the movement goes into a higher direction, certainly you will see that the tariff will increase.
She indicated that the increases will be based on the tariffs that have been gazetted and not the current government subsidy. That was a report by Teresa Atokiri.
The Coalition of the Right to Information is advocating the setting up of an independent body with technical competence to handle issues concerning the bill when passed into law. This, the coalition noted, will help speed up individual complaints lodged before the body. According to the coalition, the bill in its current form gives authority to the Attorney General's Department to attend to individuals with complaints regarding the bill when passed into law. The chairman of the coalition, Professor Kwame Kakari, who stated this in an interview with Radio Ghana, said the coalition will, among other things, present their concerns to Parliament today for consideration.
The bill wants the Attorney General's office to administer the law, that is to enforce the right to information law. We think that no, it shouldn't be given to the Attorney General's office. It should be given to an independent body, independent entity, given legal backing so that we can have faith in that independent body.
Some people think that the right to information bill is only journalists who can access the information.
No, the right to information is for every citizen. It's not for media or journalists alone at all. It's for every citizen. It's for every institution in the society, private or public. Any group of citizens have a right to apply for information that government is holding, provided that that information is useful to them. And that information also is not against the interests of the public and against the interests of another citizen, nor against the good governance of this country.
Finally, can you share with us how effective the law has been as it has been passed in some parts of the world?
In many places, well, even in Nigeria, they have passed the law and it is being used effectively. One thing the Nigerian authorities have done is to start to put a lot of information in government custody on the internet so that Nigerian citizens can have access to the information that is in government's custody.
Chairman of the Right to Information, Professor Kwame Kakari.
The usual hustle and bustle that characterizes the last-minute shopping for Christmas festivities in terms of traffic will be a thing of the past in the Accra metropolis. The move follows the initiative of the AMA, the Dekotopo Municipality, NADMO, and the Ghana Police Service dubbed Operation Let Traffic Flow. This came to light when the chief executive of the AMA, Alfred Van der Poy, paid a working visit to parts of the city where access roads and new roadblocks are being mounted to allow the free flow of traffic. He stated that from today onwards, policemen and NADMO officials will be stationed at vantage points to direct traffic. Yaya Kwama reports.
The growing vehicular traffic congestion in the Accra metropolis is a source of concern for pedestrians, motorists, and the general public. This in no small way makes it difficult for movement of persons, especially during Christmas festivities, as people from far and near travel to Accra to do last-minute shopping. The chief executive of the Accra Metropolitan Assembly, Alfred Oko Van der Poy, said there will be police, NADMO, and tax force of the assembly stationed at vantage points in the city to control traffic. Areas to be affected include the Accra Central Winneba Road, Accra Central Nsawam Road, and Accra Central Medina Adentan Road. Mr. Vanderpoel said access roads are being constructed to link the major roads while creating one-way traffic to facilitate easy vehicular movement. To this end, parking at unauthorized places will not be tolerated. Mr. Vanderpoel had this to say when the news team arrived at Kaneshi.
With the police, the MTTU, the NADMO, and the road safety, and the task forces of AMA and LADA de Kotopon, we think that we have the people at hand to make it happen. What will be their outlet? So the outlet is this. When they get into this roundabout, they will have to negotiate the roundabout and head towards this side, the southeast. And once they head here, everything on your right is taking them into the main road, the main Kaneshi road. So there will be plenty of outlets for our motorists heading towards Mamplobi, Latebi Okoshi, Mataheko, Dansoma. All of them, Choko, will have to turn through this roundabout, and they have plenty of outlets to get in.
The MC of La Dadi Kotopon, Odole Suwa, said the assembly will ensure that traffic is open to the 37 Legon, Adentan, and the Spintex routes.
One way has been open going and coming to the Spintex route, and this one also leads to the Tetepashi area. And as you can see, to let the traffic flow, we have the policemen in place here.
Installation of traffic devices, billboards, dura blocks, and road signs are being mounted at Kaneshi and other areas earmarked for the exercise.
Yahaya Kwamwa reporting.
The Ministry of Education has identified absenteeism among teachers as a major contributory factor to the low academic performance in public schools. It has therefore declared zero tolerance for teacher absenteeism. Consequently, the Ghana Education Service has been tasked to ensure no pay for unjustified absence of teachers from school. The Minister of Education, Jane Nana Opokwajiman, made the declaration in a speech read on her behalf at a Deba to climax the Golden Jubilee celebration of St. Mary's Seminary Senior High School at Lulubi Kumasi in the Hohoi municipality. Correspondent Kosikuma Hovi has more.
St. Mary's Seminary Senior High School, Semasku, was started in September 1961 as a minor seminary for the then Keta Diocese, with 26 students made up of both lay students and seminarians by Bishop Anthony Collins of blessed memory. It was started in a middle school building at Lulubi Kumasi and later moved into the permanent structures where the school is currently located. Semasku has since achieved its aims and objectives by continuously producing men of high moral and academic standards, including priests, political, vocational, economic, and military positions in the society today. The education minister commended the Catholic Church for its continuous collaboration with government in education delivery. She also reiterated the warning to all heads of institutions who are charging illegal fees to desist from it. The Catholic Bishop of Whole Diocese, Most Reverend Francis Kofi Lodonu, who was the second headmaster and rector of the school, lauded the state church collaboration and commended successive government for infrastructure development efforts in the school. The headmaster of Seman School, the Reverend Father Pascal Afesi, disclosed that the school continues to attain consistently good results in the WASI, maintaining 100% for the past 6 years. He mentioned lack of staff accommodation, poor access route to the school, and on the campus as some of the challenges facing the school.
That was correspondent Kosi Kuma Hovi's report.
Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Anna Oyelita, says there are structures in place to address gender-based violence. Speaking on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point last night, Mrs. Lisa noted that all forms of gender-based violence, including marital rape, which is on the increase, must be reported for redress. She says though the Constitution protects the rights of everyone, it does not guarantee supremacy over anyone.
If only the men would report, because for both women and men, it shouldn't be difficult to report or to describe psychological violence. I can tell you, if you report to DOSU, they will investigate and address. And it is not there. Domestic Violence Act allows for mediation and arbitration, even at the court level. And so that avenue is there, and I know DOSU applies it too, especially when it has to do with the married couple. So it's actually up to whoever is suffering psychological abuse to report. The Constitution protects everybody's rights. That is what our Constitution says. And so women are also, and men are also protected. The state of the law now is that marital rape is a crime.
A gynecologist, Dr. James Clayman, is of the view that the father should lead practical and exemplary lives. Young ones who emulate, this will help reduce marital rape cases recorded in the country.
Men have a great role. Let's say if you are a father and you wouldn't like the next generation of females to be abused, and you have a boy in the house, you, the father, can lead a practical life. If you want, most times, although on the Christian side they say the woman was to be a helpmate, she now becomes the beast of burden in the house. So if you would like your son to help the wife, then you, the father, also should give an example, you know, helping the mother. And normally, as abuse is transferred from generation to generation, good habits also is transferred from generation to generation.
Gynecologist Dr. James Clayman. The moderator of the Presbyterian Church, the Right Reverend Professor Emmanuel Mate, has attributed the canker of corruption to failure of the church to exhibit exemplary leadership. He said the life of extravagance shown by some preachers has created room for corrupt practices in the church. Consequently, both their followers and others who took up to them ignorantly fall prey to corrupt acts. He asked church leaders to chastise members who exhibit corrupt tendencies. Professor Mate was speaking at the dedication of a school building in Accra. Harriet Sapon has the details.
The Dansoman Emmanuel Congregation of the Presbyterian Church, established in 1974, has gone through many challenges to acquire a place of worship befitting its status. According to officials, the church building has gone through many stages to get to its present state. Dedicating the building, Professor Marty said, people must be bold to speak the truth and not condone wrongdoings. He said the church has a duty to show the right way for others to follow.
We have so many examples of men and women in the typical world of faith who succeeded, not through ethical and his other practices, but he succeeded through the faith that they had in God. The church has not preached what corrupt people want to hear, or to make them feel good and continue with their corrupt practices to ruin our nation. Christians must do no less. For the teaching and guiding of the young, for the upholding of all who believe, and the perfecting of the faith, we dedicate this hour.
Professor Marty said preachers of the gospel must be careful not to lay their beds in palaces where the poor cannot get access to them. He further charged Ghanaians to be modest in their daily living and avoid extravagant lifestyles which only breeds corruption.
Harriet Sapon reporting.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. PURC to implement automatic adjustment formula from 1st January next year. Coalition of Right to Information advocates establishment of independent body to handle issues relating to the bill when passed into law. AMA partners NATMO and police service to ensure free flow of traffic during Yuletide. Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection says structures are in place to address gender-based violence. And Chile elects new president. Please stay with us.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Welcome back. The UP Church Synod Moderator for the Western Presbytery, Reverend Gabriel Akoli, has called on the Christian community to join forces in sanitizing the Ghanaian society of the high incidence of moral decay and corruption. This will help restore the dignity and fear of God the founding members of Christianity stood for. He said the best legacy to be preserved in honor and memory of these Christian missionaries whose fruits of salvation and education are being enjoyed today is for Christians to demonstrate dedication and integrity required as true stewards of God in transforming the society and promoting reconciliation. Reverend Akoli was speaking at the inauguration of Lawrence Wolf Day at Pekki in the South Dai district of the Volta region. The day was instituted by the EP Church to be commemorated annually every third Sunday of November in memory of Lawrence Wolf, who in 1847 led a team of missionaries from Germany to propagate the gospel in Ghana, then Gold Coast. We bring you the details.
The main purpose of the missionaries was to propagate the Christian religion in many parts of West Africa. On arrival in the country, Lawrence Wolf and his team briefly stayed at the Christian Rock Castle, Osu, after which the then paramount chief of Pekki, Togbega Kojote, invited them through his son to promote Christianity and education in his area. However, few years into his missionary work, including establishment of churches and schools, Lawrence Wolf died in 1851. The inaugural ceremony in his memory brought together representatives of local Council of Churches Constitution, the Christian Council of Ghana, as well as the Pentecostal and Charismatic Churches. Reverend Akoli, who performed the inaugural rite on behalf of the moderator of the General Assembly of the EP Church, Right Reverend Francis Amenu, denounced the adulteration of Christian worship in recent years, adding that the practice is a complete deviation from the true concept of Christianity. He paid glowing tribute to Lawrence Wolf and his team of missionaries, Togbega Kojote and his son, Nyagamagu, describing them as men of valor.
That was the news desk report.
The resident minister of the Emmanuel Methodist Church, the Reverend Kojo Akoboham, has stressed the need for Ghanaians to be thankful to God for his mercies and favor over the nation. He said this is the surest way by which God can continue to see the nation through its current economic, social, and political challenges. There, Reverend Akoboham said this during a book launch in Accra. The book titled My First Lady was written by a physician and historian, Professor Stephen Adey. Proceeds made from the launch will be used to support the growth of the Emmanuel Methodist Church and its school. Launching the book, an executive of the Ghana Medical Association, Dr. Sujitete, described Professor Adey as an astute politician, academician, and a humble personality who is well accomplished in various endeavors of life. He described the book as one that gives a sense of total companionship, love, and partnership. Dr. Sujitete added that the book paints a vivid portrait and character of a real lady. The resident minister of the Emmanuel Methodist Church, the Very Reverend Kojo Akoboham, thanked Professor Adey for the honor done to the church and the school. He assured that the church will use the proceeds judiciously. The author of the book, Professor Adey, expressed his gratitude to all who made it possible for the realization of the book.
The Central Tongue District Chief Executive, Mary Agbenyenu, who has expressed concern about chieftaincy disputes in most parts of the district, particularly in the Mathi traditional area, that she noted is negatively affecting the development of the area. The DCE, who was addressing a Deba to climax this year's Mathi Hogochuchu Festival at Adidome, called on the people to collaborate with the traditional authorities to address the long-standing disputes for peace to prevail. Correspondent Marceline Oji was there.
The Mafi Hogochuchu Festival was instituted by the chiefs and people of the Mafi traditional area to recall events that led to their migration from Mwache in the Republic of Togo. The festival also serves as a platform for settling disputes. Since 1998, chieftaincy disputes have bedeviled the area, culminating in the installation of three paramount chiefs in the Mafi traditional area. This has been a major cause for concern to some chiefs in the Mafi traditional council, the citizenry, and the district assembly, since efforts to address the issue is yet to yield any positive results. The DC, Mary Agbenyenu, expressed worry about the poor performance of pupils in the Basic Education Certificate Examination, BECE, with 14 schools in the district recording 0%. In order to reverse the trend, the DCE appealed to stakeholders in education to effectively discharge their responsibilities. She also expressed worry about the increase in indiscipline and teenage pregnancy, which is producing school dropouts and decreasing enrollment in the upper classes in the basic schools. A welcome address delivered on behalf of the Mafi Traditional Council by the chairman of the Festival Planning Committee, Togbe Atati, who stressed the need for peace and unity in the area and called on chiefs who are still at loggerheads to make meaningful attempts to resolve the problem. He expressed concern about the inadequacy of health and educational facilities in the area and the poor nature of the existing ones. Togbe Atakiun therefore appeals to government and philanthropists to help refurbish the Adidome Health Center to be fit a district hospital, as well as provide chest compound in other communities of the area. He also called for the establishment of a college of education in the area to serve the people of Tong and other surrounding communities.
That was from our correspondent, Marklin Noji.
The East Ayawaso constituency branch of the NPP has successfully conducted election for the constituency executives. Isa Tainimu emerged as chairman after the elections. He polled 229 votes as against 134 for his opponent, Abdallah Al-Hassan. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the chairman-elect Isa Tainimu said unity within the ranks of the party in the constituency will be his priority. This is because without unity, it will be difficult to unseat the NDC in the constituency. According to him, the NPP will be in a stronger position come 2016. He therefore called on supporters of the party in the constituency to unite and ensure that the programs and policies of the party are explained to the electorate.
Still talking about elections, but from the foreign front, left-wing candidate Michelle Bachelet has been elected Chilean president for a second term, defeating her runoff rival by a wide margin. With nearly 90% of the votes counted, Ms. Bachelet has 62% to 38% for Evelyn Mathai, a former minister from the ruling center-right coalition. Ms. Bachelet first served as president from 2006 to 2010, after which she was obliged by the electoral laws to stand down. Addressing supporters, she said she was happy with the victory and will be president for every Chilean.
Actor Peter O'Toole, who shot his fame in the blockbuster movie Lawrence of Arabia, has died at age 81 in London after a long illness. O'Toole died in a London hospital on Saturday after battling with a long illness. He was born on August 2, 1932. There are questions as to whether he was born in Connemara, Ireland, or in Leeds, Northern England, where he grew up. He began acting as one of the most exciting talents on the British stage, but his big break came when he was cast in the lead role in 1962's Lawrence of Arabia, a performance that earned him his first Oscar nomination. He was given an honorary Oscar in 2003.
Now to football. The first round of the Ghana Premier League matches came to an end yesterday, with matches honored at all league centers. League leaders Kumasi Santi Kotoko drew 2-2 against Ebusia Dwarfs at the Robert Mensah Stadium in Cape Coast. Dwarfs got the opener in the 6th minute of the first half through Frederick Boateng, who was left unmarked by the Kotoko defense. The second goal came 4 minutes later by way of a corner kick connected the head by Richard Kaji. Aziz Youssef pulled one back for the Porcupine Warriors through a back pass from Seydou Bansi, who later grabbed the equalizer to secure a draw for his side. At Owa Stadium, All Stars defeated Accra as a foe by 3-0 by kind courtesy of a brace from Paul Asari and a goal from Dennis Edusei. Kotoko still remains on top of the league log with 34 points, while Accra as a foe will drop to third place with 27 points. Inter Allies also managed to close the gap at the bottom as they defeated Midiama SC by 2-0 yesterday at the Takwa TNA Park. Results of other matches: Liberty Professionals 1, Heart of Lions 0, Ashanti Gold 0, Brigham Chelsea 0, King Faisal 2, Bechem United 1, Amidals Professionals 2, Hazakas 3, Adriana Stars 0, New Adibiasi 0.
Send the news to main points again. The PURC has indicated that it will from 1st January next year start the implementation of the automatic adjustment formula, a pricing mechanism based on factors that reflect the actual cost of electricity and water supply. The chief executive of the AMA, Alfred Vanderpoel, stated that from today onwards, policemen and NADMO officials will be stationed at vantage points to direct traffic. And Chile has elected Michelle Bachelet as its new president for a second term. The news was presented by Barbara Yakubu
and Jonathan Thompson in Accra.